Fond du Lac Fire Chief told the city council last night the fire department has not added any new positions in more than two decades. And Chief Pete O'Leary is going to propose adding six new firefighter paramedic positions in the 2020 Fond du Lac City budget. He'll join us shortly after the bottom of the hour. President Donald Trump will be back in Wisconsin for a fundraiser. Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Beto O'Rourke, and Julian Castro are participating in a town hall in Milwaukee tonight. It shows you how important the candidates see Wisconsin as a key toss-up state. Retired Ripon College political science professor Marty Farrell will join us on the final segment of the show. The state fair is right around the corner, starting August 1st, I believe. And one of the great things, many great things at the fair, are the food and beverages that are available. So I get these press releases from the state fair, and the headline was new food and beverages at the state fair. And I had to open it up and look. And the first thing that amazed me was, because I was thinking, okay, there may be a handful, like maybe 5, 6, 7, maybe 10, 66 new food and beverage additions to the fair. Christy Chuckle is the director of public affairs, and she joins us on the show. Christy, great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Is this normal to have right around 66 new food options?
It is normal. I hate to admit this, but it's actually a little low this year.
Oh, it
We've
is.
Had
okay.
80 some years. So.
Wow.
But I will say the 66 that we do have are really good ones. And
they look very interesting. A lot of them look great. And made me hungry when I looked at the list. Do a lot of these vendors, do they kind of come up with these different ideas each year just for the fair?
Absolutely. That's exactly what they do. So, I mean, we challenge them, which is why we created our Sporky's food competition. So that's been around for 7 years. A lot of these new foods, well, eight of them who are finalists will compete in that competition during the fair. But that kind of sparks their creativity too. And not all of the foods listed, not all of the 66 even entered the Sporky's competition necessarily, but we really encourage them to be creative, but we also encourage them to, I mean, they can get crazy and creative, but we also want things to taste good. And we want things to be, you know, we encourage them to make sure it's portable so you can walk around the fair with it. So that, you know, that's where the tradition of foods on a stick came to be when it Yep. comes to fairs. But on the other hand, we do have a lot of seating areas at the fair. A lot of our vendors have like shaded seating tables and things. So you can definitely sit down. You might have to sit down to eat some of these if you looked at the photos.
Yeah, I did see some of the photos there. All right. So I'm looking through the list and I see things that look relatively normal, but delicious. And then I see mm-hmm. things that are very creative looking.
Yes.
And then I see things that are just completely off the wall. And I wonder if they're where they came up with some of these ideas. But the curiosity is kind of killing me here. And I'm thinking maybe I want to try these things, but I'm not sure.
So you're going to try the bug tacos?
So that was my first question. Are we talking bugs?
Yeah, it's bugs. And the vendor who does that, Exotic Meat Grill, and they have another location called All Things Jerky. They have a lot of, you know, exotic meat sticks and burgers and things like that. But they also have always traditionally carried some things that have bugs. So they've gotten kind of crazy this year, and they're putting the bugs on tacos.
All right. Now, I've seen, if anybody's seen the Andrew Zimmern show on TV, there are foods, bizarre foods. I mean, he's eaten things like this before.
Oh, yeah.
And have said they are delicious. Do we know what kind of bugs are in the bug tacos?
That one is crickets.
Okay.
And mealworms, I think.
And that?
Yes.
And I have not had those before, but people that have said they are good.
I have not either. Last year there were ants on a chocolate covered pretzel, and a lot of people tried it. And honestly, most people said it was, I don't know if they said it was delicious, but they said, oh, that wasn't bad. I could eat that.
I think I'd enjoy the cricket over an ant.
I don't know, though. The crickets have the legs. I mean, I know ants have legs, too, but the crickets just... I will tell you, I will not be eating the cricket tacos, but I will be trying a lot of the other ones.
Well, maybe you could do a blindfolded and not know what you're eating.
Yeah, maybe. I think I'd figure it out pretty quickly.
Oh, okay.
I prefer things like the Blazin' Jalapeno deep-fried olives.
That's the other one that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm. I love jalapenos and I love olives.
So. Yeah, I do too. So that one was on my radar, and I'm looking forward to that. The buffalo chicken and blue cheese meatball sliders also look very good.
Yes. And you'll notice there are a lot of spicy things. There's a jalapeno pepper hot dog, and, you know, there's lots of sandwiches that have some type of spice to them. So there's definitely variety, but we also have a lot of desserts. There's a bunch of new fudge flavors, but there's some kind of interesting donut sundaes, and we've got a couple new coffee drinks that I think people will really love. So it really runs the gamut, breakfast food all the way to dessert and everything in between.
Yeah, the desserts do look very good. Do you have any idea what the deep fried booyah is from the Water Street Brewery?
You know what? Booyah is kind of a traditional, I think it's here. Let me see if I can figure out what that one is. So it's empanada dough, and then it has beef, chicken, and pork. It's simmered in beer, and they serve it with like a broth. So you actually dip it in there.
Okay.
Yes.
And you mentioned earlier about all things jerky, the world's hottest jerky on a stick.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of peppers are on that make it so hot?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I would assume they're ghost peppers or something of the sort.
Or habanero.
But yes. I mean,
there's something hot, very hot.
Something definitely hot, yes.
Wow. I mean, something as simple as, now this is new, and this surprises me that this is something new, because I've had this before, Southern pulled barbecue and slaw sandwich, but that, I mean, that's just outstanding.
Some of them are not out there crazy. It's just
that's never been
at the fair before.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's great. Oh, I'm getting hungry. It's 9:30 in the morning and I'm getting hungry already. Can people go on your website and look at and see all of the list?
Yes. Yes. So there's a link on our website. It's wistatefair.com. And you can go to the new foods page itself, and all the new foods are listed. There's actually, you have to click on it, and there's multiple pages that you have to scroll through because there's so many. And we have photos of a lot of them and descriptions on the website. So encourage people to do that. We have information on the Sporky's food competition as well. And then, of course, we have info about the fair. We start in 3 weeks, like you said. So there's lots going on, lots of fun activities, entertainment, all of that. So it's all up on our website.
It's great. This is getting me really excited about going to the state fair, looking at all of these new foods and beverages. Congratulations to all of these vendors for coming up with these ideas every year. It looks like they've got some great offerings for people at the 2019 State Fair. Christy, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program, and we'll talk to you again. When the fair opens.
Yeah, absolutely. We can talk again. We'll actually be up in your area in a couple weeks. We'll probably drop some cream puffs off, so you'll have to make sure you get one of those.
Yeah, you can pick up if there's some extra bug tacos when you bring one of those up too.
Okay.
Ask the vendor. All right. Christy Chuckle with the State Fair. Great to have you on the program.
Yes, thank you.